Hallelujah. Our theme for the year 2022 says acceptable service and sacrifice. When I think of the word sacrifice, just a simple definition, it means forsaking something or forgoing of something that actually has meaning to you for something else. I remember in secondary school economics, we learned something called opportunity cost. And they said opportunity cost is forgoing, you know, something that you want for something you actually need based on a scale of preference. You know, scale of preference arranged based on priority from lowest to highest priority. Now, as children of God, our priority is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our priority is to serve Him. Not just serving Him, but serving Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. The lyrics of our song today says, take every part of me. Take all I will ever be. I surrender totally. Lord, you are my destiny. That is our declaration today. And I hope that is also your conviction. Hallelujah. You may not know the songs, but please just try to flow with us. I think the lyrics should be projected. Hallelujah. Let's go.
Surrender,
Lord,
surrender, Lord, you are. My Lord is good. My Lord. Lord is good.
He's so good.
My Lord is good. My Lord is good. My God is good.
He's so good.
My God is good.
Is that your God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. I want to thank God for today. The Lord is faithful. Very faithful. I want to give God praise for his faithfulness. And I want to thank my leaders. My pastor, I want to say thank you for this privilege. And I want to thank you particularly because the first day I was dragged somehow into the church and I came to church. As I was sitting down there helpless, pastor came to me and said, "You are like this today, but you will stand on this podium. You will stand. You will stand. I mean you." That's the way he was saying it. "I mean you will stand and you will declare the counsel of God." I looked at myself on that day and I said, "Well, God has spoken." Because long before that day, God has told me that without fail, he was going to deal with the situations I was passing through. And so when pastor came and said, "You will stand here. You know you have always said that you want to be healed so that you will be used by God. That you will stand here. I mean you will stand." And today, that word has come true. And I want to bless God that God honored the word of his servant. I want to thank God for everything. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this morning I am sent to some people, or one person, I don't know. Somebody who is presently blinded by the circumstances and situations that he or she is passing through. That when somebody comes and says God is good, he wonders what. Just like our brother said when he said God is an amazing God. And he said, maybe in your own life, you feel that you don't have a testimony. And inside your heart, when they say, God is amazing, God is good, you just say, oh. But I've come here to say to you that God is good. That is the topic. That's all I have come to say. The topic is, God is good. God is good. I was just sharing with one of my children and I said, God said, as you speak on God is good. And he said, what else will you have spoken? That was what she asked me. He said, what else will you have spoken? And that's the truth. What else would I have said? But that God is good. That's what I've come to share with you. God is good. For whatever reason and situation, God is good. Any circumstance you are inside, God is good. In fact, he has even told us that all things work together for good. Have you? So whatever you are passing through, please take this message that God said to me to come and tell you that he is good. In fact, this topic, I got it during when I was even ill. One of the days I was just on the bed, of course, helpless. And I had him say to me, you will go and tell them, you will tell people that I am good. You will tell them. And that's why I've come to say today, that God is good. Please accept it. It doesn't matter what you are facing. It doesn't matter what is happening to you. God is good. When you say somebody is good, I may not be able to define it, but I'm just going to say a sentence about being good. He says, to be good is having a required quality of a high standard. A required or desired quality of a high standard. And as I looked at it, I thought of this kind of quality can be described in two major ways. When you say somebody is good or something is good, particularly if you say somebody is good, it can be described in two major ways. And those two ways are, first of all, you look at that person's character, the person's nature, the person's lifestyle, the way the person goes and does things. the person's lifestyle, the person's behavior, the person's nature, when you are talking about somebody being good. The second aspect of that is the person's actions. What does that person do? How does he go about things? How does he act when things happen? That's how you can describe somebody who is good. You know, when some things happen, some of us have a way of reacting. The actions we take may not make us look good. But for God, the Bible says in Psalm 119, that's like my major scripture. Psalm 119 verse 68. Just that one verse. He says, thou art good and does good. God is good and he does good. I now pray and say, teach me thy status. Teach me to be like you. God is good and he does good. Psalm 119 verse 68. God is good and he does good. God is good. So when we look at that first part of the scripture, we see that the Bible says he's good. That refers to his character. It refers to his nature. It refers to his behavior, his way of life. Psalm 106 verse 1 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercies endures forever. If you look at Psalm 107 2 verse 1, it says the same thing. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 34 also says it. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy, his love endures forever. That's God. God in his nature. By nature, God is good. By nature, God is good. God is kind. He is excellent. He's outstanding in his love. God is proper. God is appropriate for every situation. He is good. God is suitable. God is thorough. God is perfect. God is good. When we talk about being good, we are talking about being extraordinarily beautiful. God is bountiful. That's the God I'm talking about. He's excellent. He is proper. He is thorough. He's appropriate. He is suitable for everything. His ways are proper. His ways are suitable. His ways are good and perfect. These are attributes of being good. And it's only our God that has these attributes. Only God has these attributes of being good. Only him. For man, you know, for me and you, to be good is just maybe an added quality. It's just not that in by nature. By nature, man is not good. Yes, now. That's what the Bible says. It's not me that said it. The Bible says the thoughts and the imaginations of men, they were what? Evils continually. He didn't say one day. He said continually. And you have also read Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9. What did he say? He said the heart of man is deceitful. Desperately wicked. Ah. In fact, when I read it in Amplified, I feared. He said the heart of man is deceitful, is corrupt. It is deceitful, corrupt, and it says it's severely morally sick. If you have Amplified, open to it and see. It says it's severely and morally sick. That's the heart of man. But this, my God, is not like that, too. It's not like that. Do you know why the Bible describes the heart of man like this? Me and you. If somebody offends us, somebody offends you, and you are really offended, how many of us wake up in the morning and begin to think good? I just wish that this brother that offended me yesterday will become the bank manager where he's working. He will become the professor in the university. How many of us think like that? Instead, except because Jesus is inside you, you don't want to say, first of all, you just say, this man. You don't want to speak out the but if you are to speak it out, you will speak evil. But this my God, oh, if he dealt with me and you like that, by now. So, the heart of man is not like that. In God, God is naturally good. God is in his nature. Everything about him is goodness. Everything about God is goodness. Goodness comes naturally for God. It comes naturally. And it is because of the way our heart is that we need Jesus. Abi? It's because this our heart is not good, it's not correct. That's why we need Jesus to help us to remove all those dirty things so that we begin to align our lives to be like him. Like that scripture says, God, you are good, oh, and you do good, oh. Teach me thy status. Help me too to be like you. Help me to walk in your ways. That's why we need Jesus. That's why me and you are every day praying, God, change me. Have you don't pray like that? You haven't changed completely. Your own, you don't finish that. Every day you are still praying, have you? You are still praying that God will change you because sometimes too you even see yourself. So this kind of thing is inside me. Have you? You have not thought like that before. Suddenly one thought just gets into your heart. And you just say, God forbid bad thing. No, Jesus, I reject this. Do I have a witness? Okay. So, but for God, his thoughts are good. He's full of goodness. There is no unrighteousness with God. No unrighteousness. That is his nature. His nature is righteousness. No unrighteousness with him. 2 Chronicles chapter 19 verse 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 19 verse 7. He says, wherefore now, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it. There is no iniquity. There is no iniquity with the Lord our God. There is no iniquity with the Lord our God. No unrighteousness with this God. Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 4. Look at it too. Look at it and see. Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 4. There is no iniquity with our God. No unrighteousness with him. Everything about this God is righteous, is pure. No unrighteousness with him. Okay, it says, sorry, this 32, sorry, 32, 32 verse 4. 32 verse 4, please. It says, he is a rock. His work is perfect, and all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. That's God. God is just. God is right. There is no iniquity, no unrighteousness, no impurity, no evil thoughts in our God. His ways are perfect. They are righteous. His works are also right and perfect. That's the God we are talking about. Romans chapter 9, verse 14. He asked a question. Is there unrighteousness in God? And he says, God forbid. There's no such things with God. In this God we are talking about, that goodness comes from him naturally. He does not say, yes, today, tomorrow we say no. But you know that me and you, we can say, yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. And what are we doing? We are going. That's not God. When God says, I am coming, he's coming. But me and you, we say, I'm coming, oh. You are telling the person here, I'm coming. You are facing this way. But that is not the nature of our God. God does not say what he does not mean. He doesn't say what he doesn't mean. You know, many of us, we say it. We can say, hey, I will do this. And then what? You say you will. I didn't mean it. I was just saying. God does not behave like that. God is true. There is no deception with God. No deception. When he says yes, please hold to it. Once God has told you yes on any situation, hold on to it. Because he will come true, like they have sang to us. He will come true. He does not change. Numbers chapter 29 verse 19, we know very well. Huh? God cannot lie. He doesn't lie. He's not a man. He's not like me and you. He is God. He is right. He is faithful. His ways are pure. When he says yes, he means yes. James chapter 1 verse 17 says, there is no variableness. No agabagabe. Let me say it now. No like that. There's nothing like that with God. When God says, I am going this way, that's where he's facing. He will not do like this and do like this and do like, and you, as they say, you'll be confused. That, you know that's the way some of us behave. We start with this one, and then before we know it, you have turned like this and say, I thought you said, you come again. Before you know what is happening, you are even confused than when you started. But God is not like that. God is good. God is good. That's what he said, has come and tell you. That I am good. It doesn't matter what you are passing through. It doesn't matter what is happening to you. I am good. I am good. I will come through for you. I am good. I will come through for you. There's no lies with me. There's no deception with me. When I say I'm going to do it, I'll do it. That's what God is saying. He's unchanging. He cannot change. Malachi chapter 3 verse 16 says that to us. He cannot change. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 says, the Jesus of yesterday is the same today and is the same forever. For some of us, maybe at a stage we're doing very well, doing everything well. And as things began to either change or whatever happens, we begin to do another thing. But that's not how God is. God is not changed by weather. Okay, it is rainy season. Then his mood will change. So when you are saying, God, he will say, there's cold. Does God behave like that? But me and you, there's cold, I need to pack myself first. But you are the one that said I should come. Oh. You are the one that said the person should come to your house. And by the time he comes, you now begin to say, well, I need to, there's cold. God is not changed by weather. Oh, it is too sunny. I cannot see you now. God does not behave like that. He's the same God, whether in rainy season, in dry season, whatever season, God is good. Brethren, God is good. He is reliable. He is dependable. He is trustworthy. He is faithful to his words. I said that God is proper. He's appropriate. He's not somebody who we... No, God is God. He's God and he's good. He's good. He is reliable. Now, when we look at the second part of that scripture that we read, that's Psalm 119 verse 68. The second part of it talked about God's action. He says, God does good. His actions are also good. He's not just quiet, and when you abuse him, he will not abuse you back. It's not just that. His actions, everything he does, whenever he wants to react, he reacts well. Whenever he wants to act on anything, he acts well. There's no error with him. His actions are good. His actions are good. He is so gracious to me and you. I don't know whether you have thought about it, how gracious he has been to you. He has been gracious to you. He often shows you mercy and love and care beyond what you deserve. even beyond what you desire. I'm sure that we have, many of us have had the testimony of just sitting down and was just, you have not even thought, you just know that it's like, I would have loved to. You have not mentioned it. You have not even said that thing out. And God just simply does it. I'm sure you have such testimony. Beyond what you have asked for, He has done it for you. Beyond the things you are even saying, maybe you have not even thought of it. And some of us too have also had testimony of saying, hey, I did not even think that I need this thing. And God just brings it. Beyond you, beyond your desire, beyond what you can ask for, beyond what you even deserve. You don't deserve it, but He just brings it to you. He just gives it to you. I was, we were praying in one of our prayer meetings. I was just sharing and laughing. I mean, but it was not a joke. But I just looked at it. I said, I do not deserve it. Oh, I found myself in redemption camp with Momichi. And then all those protocols of redeem, if you have seen them before. As if, so as they were doing all those so her protocol came and took her. So, and she just said, Mommy Joseph, come along. And then all the Oyibos that came for the meeting. So the Oyibos, two Oyibos in front, Mrs. Joseph at the center, other Oyibos everywhere. And I said, hey, Mrs. Joseph, who born you? Why you come there here? Ah. And I was following, on the red carpet where Baba Adeboye marches. I said, hey, Emina. Ah. Me too. I do not deserve it now. Do I deserve it? I don't. But because of God, because of His mercy, I was telling them, I said, now God, na do amo. Not because I deserve amo, because, if it's to say, let's judge people that you go there. When you go to them there, you will know how they tell you, they know your level and put you. They will just show you your level. Some of my sisters here that went for Feast of Esther. So once we get there, they just pick Mobichi from us. And the rest of us, they leave us to wherever we belong to. And we stay there. But I'm telling you on this day, I was following the protocol. Me too. I was doing. It is God now. I do not deserve it all. But God can do such great things for you. And He has done it for you in one way or the other. He has done it. The things you do not deserve. Some positions you do not even deserve. I think I've had some of us give testimony. I do not deserve that position. But God did it for you. God is good. That is to show you some of these great actions. The things He does. Because His nature is love. We do not deserve many things He has done. How many of us deserve to be saved? When you were born, despite your sins, you know you have the quality, you deserve to be born again. So Jesus had to die for me. How many of us had that testimony? You didn't deserve it, have you? You did not deserve to be saved. That you are sitting down now in the church. For some of us, if Jesus has not had mercy on you, you would have been on the street to like those people there that you look at and you say, these ones. You would have been part of those ones that they'll be saying, see them. But the mercy of God that you do not deserve, the love of Christ that you do not deserve, saved you. That's why you are sitting down inside church gaily. It is because you are saved. You ought to be on the street if Jesus has not saved you. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 5 verse 8, when you were in sin, doing those wicked things, doing those evils, telling those lies, fighting, and doing some very wicked things that cannot be mentioned, Jesus went to the cross and died for you. Is it because you were so good? Because you paid Him? Because you love Him, is that why He died for you? And if Jesus was to judge that, He would not have died. You do not deserve it. But he died. God, in his mercy, in his love, in his nature, in his actions that are right and good, he gave the only son, the only begotten son, the only son he has, he gave for you. So that you will not die that shameful death. Remember that this son he gave knew no sin. If you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. The Bible says he knew no sin. He didn't commit any sin. But he was given for you. Is it because you are too good? Is it because you deserve it? You are not even good in yourself. But he gave that only son because of you. He is good. Is God good to you? Please clap your hands and tell him thank you. Just say him thank you. Say him thank you. Say him thank you. Say him thank you. Thank you for being good. Hallelujah. With all the evils, with all the wickedness, with all the atrocities that you have been doing, he's still saying, my thoughts towards you are good. Wow. Like I asked us at the beginning, somebody who has offended you, has done you evil, do you begin to say, he's going to be the next manager, God will make him to be the next manager? You don't say that. You want to rather make him to become the messenger. If you have the opportunity of bringing him down to a cleaner, you will do it. But in your sin, in your evil, because God is good, he is loving, he is caring, he's the one that he cares for you beyond what you think and what you know. He still says, I have good thoughts towards you. I am thinking good of you. I am thinking good of you. I want to give you an expected end. That is, where you are now is not where you are supposed to be. There is a place you are supposed to be. He's still thinking good of you. He's still desiring that it will be well with you. Even when you are in sin, he's still desiring that it will be well with you. I pray that you will acknowledge this love and you will follow him too. And you will show him that love. You too will show him love. The little you can, do it. And God will be also glad that you are doing it. His goodness is according to his greatness, his mightiness. His goodness is according to his mightiness, according to his greatness. You know, my pastor will say that when you give God with this your small hand, when God uses his hand to give to you, you can't contain it. That's why the thing he gives to you are overwhelming, and they are much more than yourself. They are much more than yourself. God does good. He does what is right. He does what is right. He has saved you. He has delivered you. That's why you are sitting down here. His greatness is beyond imagination. However, it is possible too, like I said at the beginning too, that somebody just saying, why would she not say God is good? When she had issue, God saved her. God delivered her. And so, that's why she's saying it. If she knows what I'm passing through, she will not be saying all the things she's saying. You know, circumstances sometimes can make one feel, if God loves me, so where is, you know, like in Judges, somewhere in Judges, I think chapter 6, where Gideon said, if this God that our fathers told us about is really true, is powerful enough, is doing this and that, how is it that he's allowing the Midianites to oppress us like this? You know, he thought like that. And it is possible that with you too, you are saying to yourself, if God is good, as they are expressing it, if God is appropriate, if God is suitable, if God is thorough, if God is really, really good as she's describing, if God is excellent, if God is outstanding, how is it that I am in this state for this long and he has not manifested his goodness? Or you look at yourself and you say, in my life, I cannot even see anything to show for it. I don't have a testimony. You think like that? Maybe that's what you are thinking because of the situation around you. I want us to also look at Psalm 145. Maybe you will be able to change your mind. Psalm 145, I want to read verses 8 and 9. The Bible says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works." God is slow to anger. Again, I bring you back to why you are sitting down here. God is slow to anger. Those wicked things you do in the secret that nobody in this church know, when you are in your room, or when those evils that you do when you are in the toilet. I was talking with some of our children in the school, you know, small children like that. And we're talking, I say, God is everywhere. And anywhere you go to, God sees you. And every bad thing you do, wherever you are doing it, God sees you. One of them just said to me, "Mommy, no." I said, "Why?" He said, "God does not go to the toilet. That God is not in the toilet." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Because the toilet is smelling, that God cannot enter there." Is that how you think? And I told him, I said, "God is everywhere." So we began to read scriptures, Psalm 139, when God says, when I hide myself, David was saying, anywhere you hide yourself, God will be there. And he was saying to me, "That's not what they say in our household. In our house, they say God does not go to the toilet." That's okay. But I'm saying to you that those evils you are doing in the secret, if God was to deal with you on those things, if not that he's slow to anger and he's gracious, do you think you would have been here today? All of us here, nobody commits sin. In Jesus' name, you will not commit sin. Amen. But those things you do in the secret that God sees, you know that God sees now. Abi, you don't know. He sees you. When you are doing those things and nobody is there, and no member of this church, general pastor is in UI, everybody is in their place, and you are in your own room and you are doing that thing, if God wanted to judge you and deal with you on that note, will you be here today? God is slow to anger. Shouldn't that make you know that God is good? God is slow to anger. You would have been consumed by the enemy. Let's leave that. I didn't know many times that you have been exposed to the devil that you would have been destroyed. The enemy has sought to destroy you. You know, he said to Peter, "The devil has sought to sift you, but I've prayed for you." The devil wanted to sift you, but I've prayed for you. Have you thought of that? That the reason why you are where you are is because God is slow to anger. It's because he's slow to anger. You have read Old Testament now. Thank God that he's gracious too. You read Old Testament and you see that time you do this one, you don't die. We were discussing in our house me and some of the people in my house, I was saying, God is too much. If it was that Old Testament where every time we carry ram, we carry goat, we carry whatever, I said by now, they wouldn't have done it. One of them said that all the animals would have gone into extinction. Because, in fact, those of us here alone, we finish all the animals in the world. But his mercy, his grace, his loving kindness has kept you, has done it for you. You have been exposed and you would have been destroyed, but he didn't allow that. Many times that the enemy came to take you, God just stands in between you and the devil and he says, "Touch not. I have not given you right over him." You know, you have also read Psalm 124. He is the one that has not given you to the teeth of the enemy. He's the one. If, thank God that God does not sleep. If God has to turn his back like this one day against anybody, before he turns back, they don't clear the person. Thank God for God, that God is good. God is good. I want to also read that Psalm 145, verses 15 to 17. 15 says, the eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. How many of us that you have not fasted, you are not fasting, you have not eaten, you have not drank water, you have not put anything in your mouth for the past 6 days or 7 days? You are in this church. Okay, the person is not here. Okay, for the past 3 days, you don't have, it's not because you are fasting, you don't have food, you don't have water, you don't have anything to put in your mouth for the past 3 days. Nobody. Again, I want to ask. Again, we're discussing with some of our people, and he said, if you sit down and take that your salary, take it one day, maybe you should do it from now. Since this month is ending, you want to collect this salary this month. Sit down and calculate everything you eat, everything you drink, whatever you use money to do for a whole month. Please try to write it down. We're discussing that somebody said, if you write it down, you will faint. Is it true? If you dare it and you begin to calculate whatever you use, one penny, kobo, every 5 kobo you spend, you write it down. You will be shocked that when you calculate it, it is more than your salary. Am I speaking the truth? Where the extra that came, where did it come from? Eh? Grace. Uh-huh. My elder said it is grace that supplied that one. It is the goodness of God that brought that to you. If you sit down to calculate all those things that you spend, you use money for, try to. If you do it, you will be shocked that it is of his mercies. It is of his goodness. It is him. The Bible says you look up to him. Your eyes, you lift up your eyes to him, and he supplies all your needs. You wait upon him, and he gives you food in season. He gives you food. He gives you food. And for some of us, by the grace of God, you make a choice of what you want to eat. You just decide to say, I don't want to eat ever. I want to eat rice. The rice I want to eat, it is not white rice. It is going to be green or yellow or whatever color of rice you want to eat. You make that choice. Is it because you are too rich? Do you know that there are people that are of the same level with you in that office where you are, and they are suffering? Yes, they are professors, but they are suffering. You don't know. They are suffering, and you wonder, what told them back? What is he doing with it? As he's putting it in his pocket, the devil has put a hole in that pocket. He's disappearing. And so he can never live up to the level God has put him. Maybe you have not heard of somebody like that. I have known a bank manager in one of the UBA branches doing well at his stage. And one time like that, I saw him on the street. I mean, God forbid. God forbid. When I saw him, I said, no, this must be a terrible curse from the pit of hell. He has reduced to, I don't know, that he was trekking. The dress, whatever he was wearing was, you would say, it is mad. But God has shown you so much mercy that the little salary you are receiving or the much salary you are receiving, God is blessing it and is satisfying you. He's satisfying you with all that you desire. He gives you food when you want to eat. He gives you water when you want to drink. He gives you whatever that you, when you cry unto him. God, there's no food in our house today. Oh, Jesus, please. Many times, I have also experienced, there were times when we wake up in the morning and we talk to ourselves and say, "What? Where are we going to get what we eat today?" Oh. There was a time like that in my life too. And we just agreed that, okay, before evening, God will do a miracle. And truly, we don't know how it happens. Before evening, God will come. Let me share one. One year, that day, it was terrible. What are we going to eat? Where is nothing? It's okay. So we're just in the house. Suddenly, a family came in. Then we're in Imalefa Alafia in Okeado. The family came in and we just started praying. And they were talking. I mean, we didn't tell them our problem, but we're just discussing as Christians that came to visit us, and we began to pray. So the husband said, bring Bible. I want to read Bible. And then he brought the Bible. And then money was money. He put, 10 naira, 20 naira note, and put it in the Bible and continued the reading. And after some few minutes, he went away. So when my husband was to carry the Bible to go inside, we opened the Bible. Here was 20 naira. We don't know who put it to. But before we found out who put it, we don't spend that. Because, but that was God. Because there was no 20 naira in our Bible when we gave the Bible to him. And we didn't have it. But when we just got the 20 naira, so we can buy Gary. We can buy this one. Quick. It was about that kind of 7 p.m. that night where we were saying, no. Quickly, in the environment, that we have picked one cup of this, one cup of that. And we ate. Is that not God's goodness? You may say 20 naira. That time, 20 naira was money, oh. It was money, oh. That was God's goodness. That it came at a time when you desperately needed it. That's what I'm talking about. It's not the amount. And there have been situations like that with you that God will just come through just like that. Bam. Brethren, God is good. God is good. God is good. He satisfies us. He takes care of us. And so I've come to tell you this morning that when you are considering that only me is in this matter. See me now. I graduated 19, whatever. And my job is still, I don't have anything. My mates are this. My mates are that. My mates are lawyers. My mates are engineers. My mates are doctors. My mates are built houses. My mates are married. My mates are all those things. You just count all those things that your mates have achieved. This morning, I want you to think again and consider that there are some of your mates in the mortuary now. Now, as I'm talking now, some of your mates are in the mortuary. Did you consider those people? Some of your mates are on the street begging. Did you consider those people? Some are in the prison as I'm talking now. They are your mates, so. They are in the prison as I'm talking now. Did you consider them? Some have long been buried. Long ago, buried. Some are in critical state now in one hospital or the other. They are your mates. You don't know, you don't think about those ones now. All you think about, my mates are vodka, my mates are bond, my mates are make. And then when you are talking about those ones, you are making it look as if God does not love you. You are making it look as if God is partial. The Bible says in that Deuteronomy chapter 32 that we read, God is good, there is no iniquity in him, and he's not a respecter of persons. He's not. God is good. God is good. So as you consider all those ones, God is good. And like you, our brother said when he was singing, you are telling yourself you don't have a testimony. And you are sitting down here. Can you talk to the person by your right? Tell him or her, you have a testimony. Tell him, you have a testimony. You have a testimony. You have a testimony. Or you have testimonies. That's why you are sitting down there now. That's why you are there. That's why you are there. There's one song that maybe during the engagement when they are singing, your head no refuse a gele. Suppose when you want to tie gele this morning, that your head is not there. No, it can be there but not useful. Abi, April last year, by this time last year, will you tie gele on my head? The head that is not stable on the neck. Is that why you tie gele? Abi, Sister Kalu, by the time you were UCH, with that tiger on your head, there was head, but it was not useful. But this morning you sat down, you stood by the mirror, and you looked at yourself, and you tied gele, or you put a hat on your head, you wore dress, you wore shoes, you... How dare you think about God like that? That is not good to you. How dare you? Your leg, you put you inside. It didn't go away. Don't laugh because I know what I'm talking about. My husband took me to UCH one day. That was somewhere in March last year. And we're going from one room to another for a test. And he was trying to drag me. I didn't know when the shoe in my leg removed, and I was still going, But I did there because my legs were not gripping. The shoe left my leg, and I did not know. Brethren, God is good. God is good. God is good. That is Sajala looking at me. She knows what I'm talking about. The shoe was not in my leg. And I have walked, they have dragged me to up to near the admin office there. And there was no shoe. When I looked, I said, where is my shoe? God is good. So this morning I am wearing shoe. And I am walking. And you are telling me God is not good? God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. He has intervened in our situations time without number. Time without number. The Bible says in Psalm 105 verse 4 to 6, the people wondered. They were wandering up and down looking for a city. They were looking for a city where they could settle. If you read Psalm 105 from verse 4 to 6. See, they were wandering and looking for where to settle. A city to settle. When you think of a city is a place of fulfillment, a place of joy, a place of enlightenment. They were looking for a place. But they cried unto God. And God answered. And settled them. And it is possible you to have wondered many times. Many times. You have wondered, where will I get to? When will I get there? When will I get there? And today you are there. You cried unto God and God answered. And you are here and you are where you want to be today. Is God not good? God is good. If you don't even agree, I tell you, God is good. God is good, though. If you refuse to agree with me, I agree for you. That God is good. God is good. God is good, though. Even you yourself, you have used your hands to do things that are evil. And you became a lawful captive in the hand of the enemy. Abi? The Bible says in that Psalm 107, verses 10 and 11, it says, they rebelled against the word of God. They rebelled against the word of God. And they became lawful captives. God gave them up. God was angry with them. And you became a lawful captive. You too have done some terrible things for which it looks as if God was not looking at your side. But thank God for God that when you cried again, he came. As you cried unto him, like he said in Isaiah chapter 49, he said, whether you are a prey or a lawful captive, I will deliver you. You cried and he delivered you. Who would have delivered you if God was not good? He delivered you. He showed you mercy and brought you out from that. Brethren, we have a great God. Hebrews chapter 4, 15 to 16. It says we have this high priest, this great God, this loving God, this high priest who is concerned with every situation that we are passing through. That trouble that you are inside, God knows about it. And God is concerned. God is with you there. God is fighting for you. That is why you can stand up and come to church today. If God was not there, you won't be here. If God was not there for you, you won't be here. Because God stood and is saying, I will deliver you. That's why you are here. That is why you are standing here or sitting down here. That's why you are here. If not, you won't be here. God hates us being enslaved. That's to show the level of his goodness. He hates to see us being enslaved. He hates it with passion. And so whenever he sees us in trouble like that, he's always ready to fight. In Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 8, he says, I will burst the bonds of the enemy. I will burst their bonds. Everything that they have used to bind you, I will break it, I will lose it, and strangers will no longer enslave you. He says they will no longer enslave you. That is part of his goodness. That's part of his goodness. Do you think you deserve that? If God was to deal with you like that, when he sees you in that slave, he says it serves him right. You know me, I used to do such thing. Somebody that would, he get as he be with me. And the person just, maybe, he wanted to fall. You just say, that serves him right. You didn't say it at all, but it's in your heart. But God does not look at us like that. That's part of his goodness. He doesn't look at us like that. Brethren, God is good. He's always ready to contend with anything that queries his authority in our lives. You know, if you look at Isaiah chapter 37, that's the story of Hezekiah and the people of Israel. King of Assyria, Hezekiah and the people of Israel. And King of Assyria was breathing out fire and brimstone and was saying how he has asked them, which God will deliver you? Where is the God that, have you ever heard that any God delivered his people from my hand? Have you ever heard it? This God, that's one. And he says, if the God of those ones did not deliver them, how do you think that your God will deliver you? Brethren, my God and those gods, are they the same? Because King Assyria he does not know the God we are talking about. And he was talking about God, comparing this great God with those gods. And he was asking them, how can? So verse 21 of that Isaiah chapter 37, God came, because God will always come. He will always come in his goodness. Hey, he will always come if only you will call him and hold on to him and declare that he's good. He will always come. When he came, he began to recount for King Assyria. He says, I heard the things you have said. You have blasphemed. Verse 22, he says, you have reproached and blasphemed against me. You have exalted your voice. And you have spoken ill about the Holy One of Israel. And he began to tell him all the things he has said. Verse 28 says, but I know your heart. Hey, God said to that thing that is contending with you, I know your abode. Look at it and see there. Huh? God said to the king of Assyria, he said, but I know thy abode. I know you are going out and you are coming in. I know your ragings against me. And God is saying, the ragings against you is against him. Wow. God is saying that the troubles you are passing through, he's the one that thing is affecting. He said to King of Assyria, I know you are going out. I know you are coming in. I know you are down sitting. I know you are uprising. I know all the things you have said against me. Verse 29 says, because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up to my ears, therefore I will put my hook in thy nose and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back to thy way by which thou camest. Hey, that's my God. That's the God I'm talking about. When I stayed that night, it was as if that was the end of my life that day. Thank God for God. On 29th of March, last year, that night, it was as if no answer again. And suddenly I began to hear Joshua 3:10, Joshua 3:10, Joshua 3:10. I said, Joshua 3:10, what is Joshua 3:10? By then, I wasn't reading Bible. Unless somebody reads to me, because there was no hand to carry Bible. There was no... to God be all the praise. And as I was hearing it, I began to speak out. Because everything in my body then died, except this voice. So I began to say, Joshua 3:10. My husband just turned. What is Joshua 3:10? What is Joshua 3:10 again? What is Joshua 3:10? So it's like, he began to say Joshua 3:10. Okay, Bible. And that was the way he behaved, as if he didn't know what Joshua 3:10 was because of confusion of the situation. And he carried the Bible. And the Bible says, by this you will know that I'm alive amongst you. And without fail, I will drive away the Canaanites. I will drive away the Hivites. I will drive away the Hittites. I will drive away the Perizzites. I will drive away the Gergashites. I will drive away the Amorites. And I will drive away the Jebusites. God hates you being enslaved. In his goodness, he will always come. When he said that, wow, I knew that God has come. So my husband just said, God has said it. God has said it. God has said it. God has said it. Don't worry, you will be alive. You will not die. God has said it. And we began to sing it as a song in our house. And by today. How do you explain it? Completely paralyzed. No hand, no legs. No, but no part of the body. And today. God is good. My God is good. My Lord is good. My Lord is good. My God is good.
He's so good.
My Lord is good.
He's so good.
God is good. Brethren, God is good. look at your life and begin to appreciate God's mercies. Go ahead and say something good. Land to pragalabayende keria. Lord, you are faithful. Makunda rabariko soto bragalibo shendekia. God, you are good. Liko palibo sonto bragalabayende keria. Reko palibo sonta gragagalabayende keria. Lord, you are good. 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 Baligogo sonta bragala. Ranta bragala bayende keribo sontoria. Merciful God. Great God. Rapo sonta bragala bayende keria. Rako parabayende keribo sontoria. God, you are good. God, you are good. I declare your goodness. You are good. I appreciate your goodness. Lord, you are good. Maligabo sontaya. Rantu bragala bayende keribo sontoria. Ranta bragalaba yende keribos kontoria. Jende keribos koto bregalibos shendekla. Rantu bragalaba yende keribos kontoria. Mako paragaga inga santaya. Ranton bragalibos shendekla. Malegegegebos kontaya. Rantu bragalaba yende keria. Mako paribos shendekla. Leko pa santaya. God, you are good. Makurabuka santaibos shendekla. Rekelebos konto bregalibos shendekla. Rikama Santa Ibo Shendekla. God, you are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. Makanda Bragabo Sontoria. Rako Parababa Yendekeria. Roto Bregalaba Yendekla. God, you are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. Mashende Krebo Sontaya. Thank you, Lord Jehovah Eternal. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I want you to lift God above those circumstances that has blindfolded you, that is telling you how are you sure God is good, how are you sure God loves you, how are you sure this is this one, how are you sure? I want you to begin to speak to those circumstances and say, my God is good. Yes, I may be like this today. God is good. He will come through for me. He will come through for me. Hold on. In Jesus' name we pray. Brethren, by your words, The words you speak, not by my power, but by the grace of God. I remember that time when you come to me and tell me, you see this thing that, hey, only God will save you. This matter, last year, he killed Mansura, he killed Kudus, he killed, I said, Alain, me, I am coming out. You will come and tell me, hey, the leg is getting thinner. I said, Alain. He go grow up. Ah, you say, ah, as you are saying your own, I'm saying my own. You tell me your own that goes to the other way that I do not want to hear. Me too, I will tell you my own. My own is that I am coming out. I will be well. I'm going to walk. God has said he's going to fight for me. And today, you are going to tell that situation. Tell it. Look at it face to face as if you are seeing it. Tell that sickness, what? God is good. God is good to me. He's going to deal with you. God is good. Is it poverty? Is it whatever? Is it difficulties? Is it any kind of challenge? Tell that situation. God, my God is good. My God is good. My God is good. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Declare it. My God is good. My God is good. My God is good. God, you are good. You will not let me remain in this situation. You will save me. You will take care of this circumstance. You will. You circumstance. God is good. And God is greater than you. God is good. And is greater than you. He will do it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God cannot fail. He cannot lie. God cannot lie. God says to me, I am good. I am good. My mercy endures forever. My mercy endures forever. God says it. I am good. I am good. I am good. I am good. He will do it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Run to Pragalaba Yende Keria. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you begin to refuse those lies?
those lies that the enemy is telling you. If God is good, why are you like this? If God is good, why is this one like that? If God is good, why is that one like that? If God is good, why is this like this for you? If God is good, come on, begin to refuse those lies. 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 Command those lies. Get out. You are a liar. God is good. I refuse to obey you. My God is good. I refuse to agree with you. I refuse to agree with you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in his heart. Personal lives, that you are good. You are awesome in all your ways. You are gracious in your dealings with us. Very compassionate, very loving, very caring, very tender-hearted to us. We did not deserve all this. But for your mercies, but for your grace, but for Jesus, your only begotten Son that you sent to the world to die for us, by which we have been reconciled to you, we that were no people before, now called children of the living God. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are forever grateful. Thank you for you fight all our battles for us, and you give us the victory. You are still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. We are grateful that we are called by your name. We are grateful that you always have us in contemplation, always thinking good about us. Thank you for debunking all the lies of the enemy concerning us. We therefore choose to focus on your word, your infallible word that has stood the test of time through the ages. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled. We bless your name. We thank you for encouraging our hearts, for challenging our faith to still hold on to you. That no matter what anyone here may be passing through or experiencing that are unpleasant, you said you know the thoughts you think towards such today. To give such a future and a hope, to intervene in the situation. Therefore, Lord, do that which only you can do in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, we take a word of rebuke against the enemies of our soul. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. take up your hands from the people of God. Dear Holy Spirit, take absolute control. Possess the lives of your people. Guide your people into the pathway of life at all times. We forever be grateful to you. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.